Warning. The following episode of the Zone of Truth podcast is mostly the boys of the show eating an excessive amount of fish from cans. We'll attempt to minimize mouth noises, but by nature of the premise, there will be lots of chewing and drinking on air with very little meaningful TTRPG content. Listeners sensitive to these types of sounds I just described a moment ago or affected by misophonia will want to skip this episode in its entirety and pick back up with the next installment of the Zone of Truth. The rest of you get what you deserve. Life is rather like a tin of sardines. We're all of us looking for the key. Alan Bennett. How deep does this thing go? Oh, she'll go all the way to the bottom if we don't stop her. Marine Major Coonan and Lieutenant Commander Mike Dahlgren, U571. It's okay to eat fish because they don't have feelings. Kurt Cobain. And finally, It has always been my private conviction that any man who puts his intelligence up against a fish and loses had it coming. John Steinbeck. Canned fish. A novelty to some, to others, a delight and a delicacy. In the world of fantasy tabletop role-playing games, one might assume the art of preserving fish in a can for later consumption is standard for the setting, but surprisingly, canned fish makes no appearance in any printed Pathfinder 2E material. Today, with the main feed HLP show transitioned to a more nautical setting, wrongs become righted as the Columbus-based gentleman of Hideous Laughter Productions plus special guest John will mark gaming history as the first piezo-affiliated actual play to celebrate this method of fish preservation and consumption live on air for the eager masses. Welcome to Poseidon's Bounty 4, Fin 10-10, where we crack open a lukewarm 1 or 20 with the boys and prepare for mercury poisoning. So without further delay, live from Columbus, it's the Zone of Truth. This week on a hotly anticipated installment of our annual Poseidon's Bounty special, our crew will blind taste test various samples of canned fish to determine whose selection reigns supreme and who will ultimately decide the theme of next year's special. I'm your host, Steve, in the studio, through our GM and my co-host, Griffin. Roll Fortitude, save it's Poseidon's Bounty 4! And we're trawling,
baby.
Hell yeah. It only comes once a year, and here we are.
It's the only time I come, too.
Hell yeah, brother. Good to be here, man. Good to be back. How are you feeling coming into this, Griffin?
I'm hyped, dude.
Yeah.
20 different tins of fish in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was my idea, so I'll sink with the ship if it kills all of us.
Yeah, sink the ship to kill the captain mentality over here. I'm going to go crack open a cold one. This is a Nasty Beast hard tea from Monster. You drinking anything today, Griff?
Oh, I got several White Claws next to me, so hopefully they pair well with things in a tin.
Yeah, absolutely. One would think, given the White Claw in the can, but I will kick it to my other co-host today. We have special guests here. You know him, you love him. He's on basically everything that we do nowadays. Hey, Chris, welcome back to Poseidon's Bounty. Your fourth time here.
Hi, Steve. I'm here.
Yep.
I'm here now with you.
And sampling 10 cans of fish, would you rate this above or below sampling fast food fish sandwiches or doing a shrimp power hour?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, I think this is going to be the worst one for sure. So I'm just going to say it's below.
Okay. Mentioned this before we went live, but the studio smells worse than it ever has.
I'm kind of blocking that out mentally. I'm doing a good job of it right now.
Mm-hmm. It's not humid in here like it gets when you introduce 10 hot fish sandwiches to the room.
Yeah, it is cold and stinky. It's not hot, thick, and stinky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a latent grease in the air.
That's true. Although there will definitely be one in our stomachs looking at all the fish that we have on this table here. I also want to introduce our other guest returning to the show after a very, very long time. We have our good buddy local in Columbus, John. Welcome back, bud.
That's me. Hello.
Glad to have you here. How you doing today?
Yeah, glad to be back for the worst challenge you guys have done. Yeah, but doing good. Doing pretty good today. It's a really nice day out, so I made sure to dress really warm for Griff's house. Yep. Yeah, we're all set. This looks really disgusting. I've never had like canned fish ever, so.
Really?
This is a great experiment.
What's your relationship in general to fish?
It's never complicated. One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm open.
You're open.
I guess. Yeah.
So are you more of like a fast food fish guy, get a like a fancy seafood restaurant? You grew up in Philly.
Well,
I've
gotten the fish fillet.
Okay, good.
Every now and then, like, craving hits you for like a slice of American cheese on like tasteless fish. But as far as like canned oiled fish, Griff is definitely the expert here.
That's true.
It's new territory for me. At least one of these shot glasses smells good.
So we're going to get into the competition here today. This is something that Griff came up with, what, like 10 months ago?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was soon after Poseidon.
And you know, I do have a bone to pick with you.
Me?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because you've been calling this Fin-Tin-Tin, and my name for it was Fin-Tin-Tin, like Rin-Tin-Tin.
Yes. Then I thought you said it was Fin-Tin-Tin because we were supposed to tie 10 tins, and then we
bumped
it up to
20. No, I never said that. That's
you
never
did
said.
It?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think you made that up.
I think I did.
If we had talked about this earlier, would we have a substantial decrease in the amount of fish we have to try?
I guess.
Well, so that was my concern. Because
miscommunication.
Now we're arguing, but I thought it was Fin-Tin-Tin because we were supposed to try 10, and then when we bumped it up to 20, I was like, well, the name doesn't make sense anymore.
No, it was supposed to be a play on Rin-Tin-Tin.
Okay, well, it still kind of is.
And then it was all our promotional material, and I was like, all right, we're running with Fin-Tin-Tin.
Fin-Tin-Tin. So let's get into the actual competition because we have a shit ton of stuff to taste today. So the aim of this Poseidon's Bounty, as we've alluded to, is a little different than we've done previously. Poseidon's Bounty 1 and Poseidon's Bounty Riptide were both tastings of fast food sandwiches that were fish oriented. Then last year we did Poseidon's Bounty 3 Shrimp Ahoy, which was a shrimp and beer power hour. Now we are doing a canned fish competition. So what does that actually mean? Well, we all, I guess with the exception of John, went to Jungle Gyms, and I went to Pachatka Deli on the south side of the Chicago suburbs to procure what we think are going to be the best examples of canned fish from around the world. Now, each one of us has brought 5 different cans of fish into the competition, building out their roster. I'd like now to run through the team names, and then I'm going to actually kick it over to Haley, who has been an incredible help with this competition, get everything organized, and she's going to talk a little bit about what fish is going to be presented today. So,
did you think when you married me that this would be the kind of thing that your wifely duties would be?
I had been with you for 10 years before you got married. I knew what was going to happen. 10 years ago, absolutely not. This would have been a shock.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah, I knew what was happening.
It's all led up to this. So does everybody remember their team name, or do I need to run through them?
I remember my team name.
All right.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right, great. The team name for me that I've picked is the Boy and the Herring. Griff, who are you?
I'm the 7 Deadly Tins.
I'm going to kick it over to Chris.
Yeah, I am a Heavy Mercury's School for Unsustainable Fishing Methods.
All right, and then John, we have
a snack on Triton.
Very, very good. Kind of wish I thought of that one ahead of time.
I thought of it looking at you. I was looking for inspiration, and I was like,
oh, thanks, babe.
Yeah.
So before I talk about how the competition will actually run, Haley's done a whole bunch of research and compiled a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm just going to kick it her way and let her run with it for a second.
Okay, so we have a lot of different things here, and a lot of different fish from a lot of different places. So going through real quick, how many different locations? We have 20 cans of fish, and we have a total of, let me grab the amount of things.
Marvel.
That's only half.
Marvel at the tray.
Yeah, that is only half right there. And we do have a total of 12 countries where these fish are from. We have a total of 12 different types of fish.
Ooh. I didn't even know there were that many fish.
Well, I'm glad you're here, so you're learning.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple different styles of fish that were brought here today. I would say the categories really here are oil-based, so just like smoked and in oil.
Yum.
So they're usually smoked and served in oil. We've got sauced with some sort of sauce. We have fried or marinated as another section. And then we just have unseasoned, a couple of those. And then we also have one that's broiled. So we have a couple cooked fish, like fried fish, broiled fish, grilled, a lot of smoked fish, and a lot of it's canned in oil. So that's a predominant feature of a lot of these.
Blood's going to be running slow through the veins later.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, because we have at least three that are spicy.
Oh,
so
turn up the heat.
Have a quite a few that are spicy, but yeah, we've got these, what did I say? I said 12 different countries and 12 different fish to travel across the world with and pick them out.
Awesome. All right, well, let's talk about how this is actually going to work. So Haley has anonymized all of our entries as best that she can, and we're going to be eating the fish in rounds. The fish, as you have seen on the live stream, and if you're listening in, well, I'm just going to tell you, they've been put in plastic shot glasses. We will be rating the fish on our classic Poseidon's Bounty scale, and the rankings are going to be recorded by Haley. Rankings are going to also be written on scoring signs that we have in the studio and spoken aloud for a seamless audio and visual experience. Once all fish has been sampled and rated, Haley is going to reveal the results and which team is the winner. So our Poseidon's Bounty scale, of course, is on the screen right now. That is one fish being the lowest, two fish being the second. That's a 2 out of 5. We have fish, which is a 3 out of 5, redfish, a 4 out of 5, and bluefish, a 5 out of 5. So what's on the line? The first place winner is going to decide next year's Poseidon's Bounty. Now, John did not go out and buy his fish. He got leftovers from Griff's selection and a leftover from my selection. So if John wins, then John plus the contributors in that distribution are going to proportionally decide the theme. How's that going to work? We'll figure it out later.
Looks like the deck is stacked once again out of my favor.
Oh, I think you forgot to mention one other thing.
What was that?
Chris also is fielding one of my fish because he misunderstood the assignment and only purchased 4 tins of fish.
Well, well, well.
Tactical.
So if Chris wins, then Griff has
a little bug in his ear. They get 20% stake in the next one if Chris wins.
You have a finger in every pot except Steve's, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just voting on Steve to fail.
Most people do, but... All right, we have a couple special rules that I want to go over before we start tasting the fish. One, depth charges. Each participant gets 2 depth charges and may grant 2 particularly unfavorable fish samples with a score of -1. So you can tank a fish's result if you particularly do not like it. The second one is compromised hole integrity. To preserve the most authentic Poseidon's Bounty experience to the listening audience, this week's episode will be very lightly edited.
It's just covering your ass.
I don't know what you're talking about. Rule 3, bilge water. Beverages for palate cleansing will not be regulated by the competition steering committee. You can drink whatever you want. We are already drinking a whole bunch of stuff. And then 4, scuttlebutt. Unlike normal format, questions will not be formally taken in the third act of this program, but can be asked throughout by the live listeners, watchers. Poseidon's Bounty Q&A generally is pretty loose, so ask kind of whatever you want, and we'll answer as we can. We got a lot to get through, though, so I think it's time to start tasting some fish. Anchors away.
So with you guys tasting this fish, you have 2 paper plates in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of these paper plates has a dot on the bottom, or underneath the shot glass, and the shot glass itself has a dot underneath that. What I need from each one of you is to pick the same color, taste the same color at one time, tell me what color that is, and then I'll need your ratings.
Do you guys want to grab blue?
All right.
You seemed a little eager. You seemed a little eager for that one.
No, I just, I was trying to go with a solid color because some of the colors are split colors.
Oh, yeah, whatever you say.
Don't worry. Here it is. It's just beige. Chris is trying to show you guys it's beige.
I'm going to give them a close-up of each one a little bit so they can kind of see the content here. Okay,
good. Not a ton of oil in the bottom of this one, but a little.
It looks like
pulled pork
a little bit.
It's harder to put my fork in it than I thought it would be.
It's a little spicy.
This is got a really interesting name to it. Mm. I think you guys will be interested to know that.
Yeah, what's the info on this that you have?
This whole town?
Yeah, the info I have on this is and I don't think this will give it 100% away. It might. That's why I want to be careful on that. It says a lot on the can. A lot on the can does talk about Norway and how much they love Norway. But this is actually from Poland. So.
Glazing for real.
Well, I think this is delicious. And maybe this is just because I'm hungry and we're starting out. Yeah, I'm going to finish all of these. I'm throwing a bluefish on that. That was tasty. All right. Maybe I'm setting my expectations a little high off the rip, but I was ready for this to suck right away, and it hasn't. So, bluefish for me.
Yeah. I'm going to give this just a regular fish. I mean, there's nothing interesting to write home about, I think. It's just a normal, like, shredded fish. So this is kind of my benchmark for how I think everything's
going
to go.
Okay.
I'm going bluefish. I think that the only thing I can knock it with, really, is that it's very dry.
Yeah.
But I think the flavor had a spice, and there was actually like a bit of a sweetness to it that almost covered the fishiness entirely, which sometimes you want, sometimes you don't. I don't know what kind of fish this was. It struck me as like a generic kind of like whitefish or something. Yep. So with a whitefish, you kind of do want to cover with flavor, and I think this does a good job with that.
Yeah. Promise of the premise executed.
I like that. Review.
John, did you present a rating here?
Yes. Well, not yet. Bluefish.
All right.
That was really good. I actually, if they're all like that, this is going to be delicious.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely.
I would say that's pretty standard for good quality tin fish is that, you know, you'll...
I liked it.
It's not just your chicken of the sea stuff.
Mm, yeah. Well...
It's funny that you did say this was dry because this is considered a sauced fish.
See, I didn't really get a ton of sauce.
Had I known that, I probably would have rated it a little lower, even though I liked it, because it wasn't achieving what it tried to achieve. But hey, the rating is in based off of what I knew. Let's move on to our next one. And right next to it is an olive.
Yeah, let's go with olive.
Olive.
Okay.
And this is a pretty hefty cut here from you, Haley.
Well,
a couple of these are pretty beefy.
Cut.
Oh, that's thick. The fork's going into it real tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would like you to know the company says there's nothing standard about our standards.
Oh, that's good, I think.
Not if they're like health and safety standards. Those are supposed to be pretty
boilerplate. Depends on which direction as well that they're going. It's like just falling off my fork. It's so hard.
Yeah, I got thoughts on that one.
This is the driest... This one's so dry.
All right, everyone, write your ratings and flip.
All right, so I'm going to right off the rip give that a two fish. It was dry and tough. I mean, I didn't hate it, but this was nowhere near the experience that I just had with that last fish.
I'm right there with you. I got a two fish here. The texture and the dryness is not great. So that's a step under kind of what I'm seeing as like the benchmark for this. Like if something gets higher, I really want to be wowed by something for like the four or five equivalent rating, you know?
One fish.
Wow, yeah. I get it.
Super dry, super tough, really hard to distinguish a flavor in it.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that to me, looks like it came out of like a can that's not a standard chicken of the sea can. That's pretty hard to distinguish from like your bog standard tuna.
Give me some fucking oil in there or something. Jesus.
Yeah, it was tough.
John, what was your rate?
I fear I might have rated it too high, but I'm gonna go with fish. I think it's like my Andy Dalton line here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not offensive. It's not good, but like it didn't make me like nauseous or like feel sick.
I'll tell you, that one was considered grilled in oil.
Yeah, okay. Grilled?
Yep.
This is grilled.
That's probably why it's so bland.
Yeah. Well, let's keep it moving around here counterclockwise. The next one for me is purple, and it looks like my shot glass had a little bit of a crack in it, and this is leaking shit onto my plate.
Not your standard fish either.
No, this is not a standard. This looks to be some sort of...
Pokemon embryo.
Lovecraft creature.
This one.
Embryo is a good name for
it. The company would like you to know that this alleviates colds and promotes healthy eyes.
It looks like
an eyeball.
It almost has the texture of a mushroom when you stab
it
into it.
It kind of looks like an organic Gatorade bottle cap.
My eyes hurt looking at it.
World. I got to shoot it total. I can't do it in pieces.
All right. It's hard too, like an eyeball.
Gonna have to touch it.
You know? You guys dissect cow eyeballs?
This is considered sauced as well.
I don't know, this one scares me. It smells like dog food.
Hey, John, you've gotten at least two questions personally just for you. One is, John, which of your competitors do you think you could take in a fight?
Oh, no. I think it'd be rough. It's rough going anyone here. Grip is off the table. Griff's off the table. Chris, I also work out with him, and he lifts a fuck ton. But Steve has reach.
Lift. I got the reach.
Steve has reach, and that's all. That like I used to wrestle, and even wanky dudes like wrestling.
Haley's on the table
tough.
Too.
It's
I
Haley's
am not a competitor.
Room. Oh yeah, I'd fight Haley.
All right, it's answer
Haley.
The question. We have no, fucking Steve 18 probably. More fish to go.
John,
thank you.
Eat your fish.
I want to fight Steve. Fish. That's why eat I picked fish. Steve.
All right, thanks. Well, that was fucking whack. That's a one fish for me. That's insane. I don't know what that is. Couldn't begin to tell you.
I disagree it's with you chewy. There. I'm going to give it just a regular fish there because it's not a fish. So like my kind of reference frame is a little different. It's not like a standard fish. Texture is fine for being like a mussel or whatever I think it is. The sauce is not particularly great. But again, that's like the bog standard kind of fish for me of whatever that is.
Yeah. I'm rocking a two fish here. I like it more than the last one. I think there's something to the flavor, but it's pretty subtle. And again, I don't hate the texture, but that's probably like a matter of opinion.
Still in my mouth. I can't bring myself to swallow it.
Is that going to impact your rating there?
I can't draw.
You have some paper towel, John, if you need
it. I'm going to eat it.
Okay. What'd you get?
This is the worst. It feels like I'm chewing a condom. It feels like I'm chewing a condom right now. This is disgusting. The texture might be the worst part, which is why I was shocked when you said...
What's your rating?
It's a one fish. Oh, wait, is that backwards?
No, it's fine.
Okay, we're
good.
Yep.
I still haven't swallowed any of it. I'm just making it...
Are we going to continue
finer.
To go around?
Yeah, let's do that. The next one looks like it has some sort of... filmy orange sauce over it. This is the lime color, Haley.
Thank you.
The lime color dot.
Also not a standard fish.
Yeah, this appears to be a not standard fish.
Yeah, it's a mussel.
Mussel, yeah.
It's getting chewier.
Ooh, got an interesting smell to it.
I feel like mine was chewier than yours. Like, how'd you guys eat it this fast? I just think I need to swallow it like a pill.
I'm good.
All right, yeah, I'm good. To be fair, I almost regret the one fish because I feel like it got better tasting as it got softer.
All right, well, you have to eat your next one, so do that. And we're going to start talking about ratings.
Which is the next one?
That's going to be the lime. It's going to be the next one around counterclockwise.
Yeah. Oh, this one's one. This is this good smelling one. This one.
All right, well, I'm going to give this one a fish. Yeah, that's a 3 out of 5. I think texturally it was a lot better than the last two that we just had. It had good flavor to it. I struggled to think that I could do a full can. But for what it just like a quick hitter of fish, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm also going to give this a fish. I think the flavoring is a bit better, but the texture leaves like the texture is kind of a negative for me. So those kind of balanced each other out.
I'm going blue fish. Wow. The texture is perfect for a mussel and the flavor is way better than like anything I've had so far. It's like tomato-y and a little acidic. And I think whatever they put into the flavoring is pretty solid. So I'd be shocked if we get much better than that, honestly. Hmm.
That was considered fried and marinated, and it is from Spain.
Oh.
John, what you got?
This was a lot of deliberation here. It was a roller coaster eating that.
Might have been the first mussel I've had.
The texture was it was pretty good. Pretty decent. The aftertaste is nice. Initially, it was
so
gross.
You're rating
it was really gross. So I'm putting it at fish.
Okay.
Because it was equally as bad as it was good.
Sounds good. What's the next one you guys have? God,
this one with the tail?
Yeah, let's do this. Is a yellow and a green dot there, Haley. Mm-hmm. Now,
oh, gotcha. This is a long tradition and strong spirit.
So this is, it looks like the back half of a small fish, tail included. Am I supposed to eat the tail too?
Oh, it smells like plastic.
Use the tail to hold.
Yeah.
So you just like, snap it off.
You know, you just use the tail to hold and put it in your mouth.
My hands are shaking. I'm nervous. I don't like this.
Oh, it's definitely smoked.
Yeah.
That fish just melts in your mouth.
I'm getting that smoky.
That's a good one for me.
All right. Let me hear those ratings.
I absolutely love this. I would eat this all the time. This is a blue fish for me. I love a smoke flavor like that, and the fish really just came apart inside me.
I didn't like that. All right.
Chris hit that too.
Nobody liked that.
Chris, what you got?
I'm giving this a bluefish for the same reason. The smoke carries nicely. The texture isn't like horrid. It's fine. I think overall, that is not a bad, whatever that is, a smoke fish, mm-hmm. That's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah. I'm going fish because of the smoke flavor, actually. Mm. I think the smoke flavor is overdone in this to the point where it almost starts to get a plasticky or off flavor. But the fish falls apart, it's moist, and I didn't eat the tail fins, but the rest of it was great.
Awesome. And John?
Yeah, I'm going to go bluefish. Huge surprise. Like, I was actually scared of it, and it was really, really, really smoky, which helped.
Yeah.
So
definitely overrides a lot of the fish.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is that lime and magenta one?
That is correct.
Perfect.
And this is
a sauced one.
Yeah, a chunk of something in a white sauce.
Looks wet. So.
Looks wet. Got a little off the floor.
I see the sauce congealing on the in the
which
ball.
One?
Which like color?
I see
lime and magenta.
Lime and
we're keeping
magenta.
We're keeping
sorry,
counterclockwise.
I just kicked the table. Lime and magenta. Oh, I just didn't finish that one. That's why I was confused.
I feel like I have to get a little bit of the sauce.
This one's like a chunk of fish with Alfredo sauce on it.
Is this one advertised as pre-chewed?
No, but it is advertised as a great little snack.
Look at it. Oh, this is
John. Eat it, John.
I'm gonna take stamina damage. Fucking fortitude damage.
Here's your whitefish with a side of cum.
There's so much of it. Jesus. It's creamy.
All right, so I'm giving this one a fish. I did enjoy this. I did think it was a delightful little snack. I don't know. See, it felt pretty mid to me. It was a little grainy on the fish texture. I wish the sauce had some more flavor, and I don't know what more flavor that I'm looking for, but maybe just a little bit more something. Give me the wow factor here.
Yeah, I'm hitting this up with a two fish. I think the texture was fine, but like the sauce is not something I enjoy on the fish. I think it didn't have flavor. It was just there with a very blank flavor that I found a little nauseating. So kind of a dislike there, two fish for me.
I'm going bluefish. I think I actually really enjoyed the sauce. So I think that's where our opinions differ. I think the sauce carried, but it's very light and it's kind of, I don't know. I'd say like there's some vinegar in there. There's some, it almost tasted like something you'd spread on a sandwich, which doesn't hurt my opinion of it. But yeah, the fish was just fine.
You know, there is another fish in here that says it's great on toast. Surprisingly, that was not the one.
Huh.
What is this one? What is the copy on this?
A great little snack.
Oh, great little snack. Huh.
And John, what you got?
Redfish, right? That's the second best one.
No.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, shit. Second best.
I should have gone redfish. That's what I meant to do.
Okay. I was too like, high. Yeah. It was like, you had a lot of praise.
Put me at 4 out of 5.
Redfish?
Okay. Yeah. That one was like, despite how awful it looked.
Yeah. Like, wow. It wasn't really bluefish. Yeah.
It got better as I ate it. I think that had a dill taste to it. I think that, if I were to guess.
Okay.
If you were to guess which one of the cans it was,
yeah. I think.
We're keeping things rolling here. Haley, this is blue/purple that we're getting into.
Thank you.
This looks a lot.
It looks like it got hit by a Sharpie.
What?
What? Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
It's like a little spine protruding.
Oh yeah. It is a full fish.
There's
another full fish one.
They're small enough.
By the way, the copy on this is for those who love fish.
Oh, good.
We're going to find out.
Should I be worried about eating the spine or just bite it?
Nope, okay. They're all good to go.
Okay. It's getting
all
over my hand.
And all of these, you can eat the bones and all.
I didn't get any crunch or anything, so it wasn't like a bony crunch.
Nope, you can.
Yeah.
They're all small enough fish unless they're like a filet.
What you got, Greg?
I'm going fish. That tastes like every sardine I've ever had.
Yeah. I am doing the same thing for the same reason. Fish. It's just a run-of-the-mill fish.
I'm doing a little bit of a different thing for the same reason. I give this a two fish, just slightly lower. There's just nothing to write home about this. There's no reason to buy this can, but it's fine.
Now, this was also considered smoked. Did it taste smoked?
Mm. Way less smoked than the other one, but
barely.
I don't know if that's points for or against, in my opinion.
The person canning it was smoking a cigarette.
Yes. Deadly smoked.
John, what you got on the rate?
That's a two fish for me. It wasn't the worst thing, but it was like just dumb. It was boring. Do more.
We go in gray now?
Yeah, do gray.
Oh. Now, what does gray look like, guys?
It's got a little octopus tentacle on it.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to have the texture of a rubber band.
The company on this says, do you remember when you started being so fond of octopus?
This definitely has suckers on it, like definitive suckers on it.
It doesn't taste like food. It tastes like I shouldn't be eating it, but it doesn't taste that bad.
Your rubber band comment was more spot on than I thought it would
be. It's like a soft rubber band in flavor, too. It has almost like a Play-Doh taste. Did you get there yet?
A little bit, yeah.
I finished mine.
Yeah. Like a,
what you got?
I got a fish. This was surprisingly less chewy than any octopus I've ever had, which maybe works in its favor in this sense, but it certainly was chewy. The flavor wasn't all that complex or anything to write home about. I just think like it must have just been oil, which, you know, is okay, but I think it would have had to be like grilled, or like I've had grilled octopus. I like grilled octopus, but this was fine, but it wasn't anything that wowed me.
I'm going to agree with you and give a slightly different score, like the last fish. I'm going to go two fish on there, just slightly lower than fish. I think what ruined this for me was John saying that it tastes like Play-Doh in a rubber band, because I did sort of get hints of that. but to Griff's point, the texture of this octopus was some of the best octopus texture that I've had from octopus that wasn't like grilled or fried. So they really did nail the texture. However, the flavor was south of whack. So yeah. I'm going to give that a two fish.
I am given a two fish for essentially the same reasoning, basically. Like, it's just that fishy flavor. There's nothing else interesting carrying it. If they had just put something, like some other like slight spice in there, it would have been better. I don't know what matches octopus, but it needed something else to like be like just a good average fish.
Yeah, I agree. Two fish, same reasons. It was unremarkable, but also very weird. Mm-hmm. So not quite
also
fish.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Now, which way are we going in here in the middle? Yellow or?
Let's go magenta. This is another somehow one that has time. Like an Alfredo looking sauce over a big chunk of fish.
I don't like you calling it Alfredo.
I really hate that.
I'll remind you guys, you still have your depth charges. No one's used one of those yet.
Do we have to use them in the moment? I figured I would try all 20 fish and then depth charge.
Oh, I was thinking that it was like the Mountain Don't from a couple years back.
I'm waiting for something truly awful.
This one's right, and I haven't had that yet.
Let's see.
This one might be the dill. I don't know. It smells pungently good, though. Like, it smells good, which is why I fear it.
Heavy dill flavor.
Yeah, I can go here. That's a fish to me as well. The fish itself, flaky, decent, a little soggy. I feel like, I mean, it's hard to say, like, any of these are soggy than the others because they're all in cans, but this one really fell apart. And God, that tastes, there's something like mayonnaise-y about that, that like both I think would work on a sandwich and also, you know, is kind of.
This one though, they do not encourage it being on toast. This is enjoy plain and serve on a dinner plate.
See, they're wrong about kinda that. I'm going to give this a fish and echo a lot of Griff's statements here. I think the rating here jumps up if you throw it on toast. I think this is delightful on toast.
On toast, this would be fantastic. Or even like some kind of cracker. I think this would work really well.
Give me a little crunch there, and this is going to be great. The dill works for me. I don't know that it's the perfect match with fish, but give me a little carb crunch in there, and we're having a good time. But that's a fish for me.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you got?
I think this is fine, and I think because I'm coming from, like, I don't like just regular, like, fishy fish, that the dill flavor
be here,
carries over that in the same way that, like, the tartar sauce on, like, a fish fillet would or something, you know, the sandwiches. I'm giving this a red fish. Mm-hmm. I think the dill is nice with it, and I think it helps mask some of the fishy stuff, but, like, accenting, like, I think I don't think this is bad. I think I could eat more of this potentially. It's edging on bluefish for me, but I'm just giving it a red fish here too.
Valid argument, man. Valid argument.
I was between blue and red fish. I went bluefish. That was really good. I'd eat a bunch of that. It kind of tastes like Big Mac sauce, honestly.
Oh, a little bit. Like, yeah, a little Thousand Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the dill.
I think. Yeah.
Interesting that you didn't finish it.
I will. Here you go. It's good enough. I was saving it for later.
In your own time. You know? Just a plate check here. Like Chris isn't even close to finish.
I'm sampling them. I'm not eating the majority of this.
No, it looks like you're disqualified.
We do have our 10th fish here, which is a yellow marker, Haley. Last one on our first plate. And I'll say You really cut a hefty fucking chunk on these.
Just wait for the second place.
Oh, yeah. Huge, you had to.
Kind of brown looking chunk. Looks like a piece of steak, actually.
Now, this one. The species gives consumers a healthy fish protein needed for healthy-minded body.
Listen, my mind, body, and spirit is fucking healthy after that blue fish. I thought that was delicious. There's like almost a little teriyaki flavor there.
Oh my god, yeah.
That's delicious.
It was like, I'm giving it a redfish only because the fish itself was dry.
Sure.
And I don't know how it got dry from, that sauce was lovely.
Yeah.
Like, incredible. I would have that sauce on other less disgusting things.
Yeah. That was fabulous. I really enjoyed that fish. Chris, where do you have that?
I've got this as a redfish as well, too. And for the same reasons, I think the sauce is good. The dryness, I think if this was like a full fresh fish, this would be fantastic.
I didn't write mine down, but I'm going to go bluefish, and I regret putting anything else on bluefish just because
that's your
sauce on that was just so overpoweringly teriyaki. It was delicious.
That's from the Philippines.
That's one plate down, boys.
All
right. One plate down. This is a good time.
Before we slide into anything, are there any questions in the chat or anything?
All right, so some questions. I've got a question from Eric. Just, did anyone consider using chopsticks instead of forks? They didn't have a choice. I did just go ahead and give them these little bitty charcuterie forks.
Yeah, some of the forks are chopsticky in that they have two tongs.
Yeah, they are actually supposed to be like oyster forks, I believe.
Oh.
And then there's mini forks and then oyster forks.
Chopsticks would just be spilling all over the place. Stuff would be like dropping everywhere.
Well, yeah, it's too flaky for chopsticks.
It is. It's very flaky.
Once you get a good grip of chopsticks, it's falling apart.
I've got a question from Finder. Do you regret this yet?
No,
this is great.
Okay. This is actually better than any other year so far.
I'm having a blast.
Does it make it less entertaining that it's like not as bad as I thought?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
The second plate looks worse. That's all. It smells worse.
You've got a piece of fish on your finger there, John. Corey has asked, now that the main show is nautical, when does Poseidon's Bounty become an in-canon event?
Well, Poseidon doesn't exist in Pathfinder, so we'd have to change the name.
Yeah, we'd have to work on that. We'll come back to you on that one, Corey. All right, we are on to our second plate here, the back half of the competition. Before we do so, we have gotten a whole bunch of questions in the chat. Let's try and fire through them quick. Haley, what do we got?
Eric asked, what's the most impressive way to open a can without a pull tab or can opener?
The way that I drank a can of hams in early Carrion Crown, bite into that thing.
I don't know. I think if like a chef were to take a can and like flop it on the side and cut right through the top, that'd be pretty impressive. Probably horrible for your knife.
Like the idea of those a katana wielder just slicing off the tip of the can so you can drink out of a sharp edge and cut yourself.
John?
I think the most impressive way to open a can would be without your hands at all.
Ooh.
I don't know how it would be done. That's why it would be the most impressive, you know?
Great answer. Haley, what's up next?
We got a new... So this question is a little more difficult because you just ate 10 fish. Mm-hmm. But if you were to make a character inspired by the piece of fish you ate, what would their class/backstory be? Got any notable ones?
Well, fisherman background, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I talked about wanting to do an awakened octopus. I definitely do an awakened octopus based off of the octopus tentacle we just had, and it would be probably similar to a Rock Snotty build, grappler monk or something, a wrestler.
Yeah, I would say I think the easiest one-to-one for me is the fish that we had quite recently that would be much better enhanced with toast. And that's a summoner build, baby. You got to have that idol on or else what are you doing? You're basically almost not a character. You're two-thirds of a character. John, you got anything?
I was also thinking summoner because just all the variety of fish you'd be summoning here and aquatic creatures, you know, there's a lot on the table that surprisingly are water-based, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kinda pretty good.
Like a full Aquaman, give him a trident, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then do we have any others before we want to get into plate number two?
Yeah, a specific question for Chris here from Jason. Which Starfinder planet produces the most tinned fish?
Oh, Jason. Very funny. if Starfinder's an infinite universe, then there has to be a planet that is just a planet-sized tin of fish. People would just travel to that, and they would just take tin from it.
They thought Octurn was an egg, but it's really just a big tin of fish.
A bunch of fish.
When the tin starts peeling back on Octurn.
There's your answer.
All right. And that's all for now. I'll keep interjecting as they come up. Oh, awesome. I did get one other question for Chris, though. Newton does ask, is Chris a coward for not eating all his fish?
Yes.
Anyways, we can move on okay. now.
We're going to be doing the one at the top of our plates here. This is the light blue dot. This looks to be some sort of maybe squid or something. We're going to give this a try.
Hey, John, by the way, are your eyeballs hard? Because you did describe.
If you've ever, I mean, relatively speaking, eyeballs are pretty firm. Okay. If you cut them with a knife, they're pretty firm under a knife, under a blade.
Was there a crunch?
Great question.
But no, I just remember that from when I cut a cow eye in like.
So this is light blue, no other reason.
Very difficult to stick a fork in this one.
Wow.
This is one of our most popular items in our growing line of seafood products.
Huh.
I like the sauce tastes just like.
I don't know that there is.
My
sauce.
Dog's treats.
I gotta depth
smell
charge
like,
this. I gotta use my depth charge on this one. I hate this. This is awful.
This is the worst. This is depth charge.
Oh, when you said a depth charge.
Yeah.
Oh no, there's some of it in my sinuses. I
this
inhale.
This one has like the rubbery chewing experience of that other one with a sauce that tastes like dog food.
That is depth charger?
Yeah, I'm depth charging that.
It's gross. Okay. I don't want to eat it.
So does that mean you're giving it a negative one? A one fish and then a depth charge?
Yeah, here's my one fish.
It's actually not as bad as rubber.
Tastes like plastic or something that shouldn't be edible. The rubberiness is fine as whatever, but just the taste and the fact that I spent so long chewing it with that taste in my mouth. I hate this. I don't like this.
I'm coming around on it the more I eat.
Yeah. I'm going two fish. So what really baffled me was the crunch on it, but I think
there's a crunch.
I think that's charred.
Yeah.
That tastes good. That's actually not bad. It's almost like when you like char a hot dog, but this was way tougher than a hot dog. Mm-hmm. I think the char flavor is fine. It's chewy. It's not maybe my cup of tea entirely, but I can at least see where I can see where this one was going. It had to have been charred. If charred is not in the description, then I don't know what the hell the crunch was.
I'll go to the website real quick, just double check.
I've drawn a picture of a depth charge exploding underwater on my little primer here. I have to give this a depth charge. I was going to give this a one fish because, truth be told, I don't hate the little bit of saucy flavor. And I know there's not a lot of it, but I don't hate the saucy flavor there. The texture was pretty abysmal to me. And then when I accidentally sucked part of it up into my sinus cavity, that really, I got a fire back with a depth charge.
That feels like user
error.
I've
got news.
I mean, it is, but.
It's user error.
John, what flavor, what's yours?
I was about to depth charge it, but the more I chewed it, the better it got. And I think it's because I got to like what you're talking about. The char made it taste less like dog food and more like actually something that was grilled. Mm-hmm. So it's between a depth charge and a one fish. So I'm gonna give it a one fish because I ate the whole thing. I didn't end up spitting it out.
Oh god.
It's not charred, guys. Anyways.
Okay. What?
Weird. From Spain.
I was so convinced
very strange.
That was charred.
No, that
no,
definitely was.
It's from Spain.
There's some
nothing online that says it's charred.
There's gotta be
I inhaled it out of my sinuses.
What's
the
crunch?
Seasoning. What is wrong with that?
What's the crunch? There shouldn't be crunch on a mollusk.
All right. Maybe it doesn't deserve one.
Maybe it's not a mollusk. Maybe it's not fucked up fish.
It had a nice.
That had to be a.
Haley, what was it? What was
I
it, Haley?
Tell you.
We'll find out at the end. We'll note this one is like one specifically to come back.
It was the
to
best tasting part of it.
We got to review number 11.
By far.
We got to keep moving, guys. We got 9 more to go. The next one we're going to do counterclockwise again. This is orange. This is a big,
big
chunk
old
of fish.
Guy.
This one looks crispy.
Yeah, it looks pretty sturdy. A little bit of oil congealing at the bottom here. I'm going to shoot the whole thing.
Orange.
Okay. Orange.
He's gonna bite it. It feels like it's gonna have a spine. It's stiff. You hear that? The lace mark.
John, eat the fish.
It's hard.
Oh, ignite the night. That was hot. Oh my god.
It's getting hot. Oh no.
No.
This is fried.
It tasted horrible
one
for
of
the
our three spicy ones.
I did not expect the heat.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
That's not bad.
It's like jerky.
It's considered the finest catch from the sea.
Okay. Wait, like by the people who canned it and put that on as their...
Yeah, that's correct.
It tastes bad, but the hot sauce that immediately wipes out everything in your mouth tastes great. Like the fish that I get in between is like,
I actually don't hate the flavor.
No, the hot sauce wipes it.
I know this is very basic white guy of me, but it was a little too hot.
It's getting hotter.
And that's personal, but I got to give this a fish. I thought it was pretty tasty, and then it was just a little too hot. I couldn't do a whole can of this thing. It would fuck me up.
Yeah. It's good. They took a pretty shitty substrate for their fish and they put a great hot sauce on it. I'm going to give this a red fish just because it's the sauce carrying it past the fish-like qualities, which is an easy win into my heart.
Easy,
you know?
Win in Chris's book. Yeah. I'm going red fish too. I really love the sauce. But I think while the fish was kind of middle of the road, what took it up for me was this tasted less dry than some of the other ones we've had. It still had a dryness, but it wasn't like bone dry like some of these, and then that spice was just fantastic.
And John, what you
red,
got?
Red fish. The spice is really good, and right. I actually, mine felt extraordinarily dry, but I liked it. It was like jerky.
All right,
yeah, fish jerky.
Finally, we're getting to our great on toast one. Red.
Red. All right.
This one's got all the sauce to be great on toast.
Yeah. Some sort of yellowy sauce, like pus.
Oh,
come
no!
On, dude.
Oh, good.
You can't bring that into this.
Is it the one that's more slimy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that's a good one.
The one that's more slimy. Also,
that's pungent.
If Griff is choking on it, that scares me.
It's got quite the flavor. Is that like mustard?
I think that's fucking delicious.
There was a little bit to it too. That's not.
I think it's gonna stick to the cup. I try to shoot
it's
it.
It's going to stick to my gut.
There was definitely mustard flavor in there. The fish is fine, but I think that flavor carries it through for me. It makes it a little different, makes it interesting. That's a blue fish for me. I like that.
Wow, dude. Fish. That mustard Ooh. Flavor kind of sucked.
I was on the edge
so
of
strong.
Like between redfish and bluefish too. Like there's something about the sauce that I think just goes really well with the fish. Like
with toast?
Maybe. I don't know
Great
if with toast,
toast,
but like, it's a weirdly complex sauce. I don't know. It's like...
Would be great on toast.
With the fish, it's not a bad combination, given it's a red fish. So not quite blue fish in my book, but I think it's not bad. I think it's pretty good.
John, have you tried the
I
fish?
Feel like maybe I'm judging it harshly because I like the hot one so much, but I would depth charge this.
Ooh.
Wow.
All right. It's not
you
good.
Did not
like,
look
I just, I hate like how you... slimy it is. Like just the sauce, the thing. It's overpoweringly mustardy. Like it's like honey mustard.
Yeah, I was shocked. You were like, this is a complex sauce. This sauce is just mustard.
Yeah, it just, it's
complex sauce.
It's
and then
gross.
It carries over the fish.
It's, yeah, not like, complex. It's not like I'm going to throw up gross, but it's just like, I feel like it's the strongest thing I've tasted today.
I mean, I was coughing over here. Yeah. Like, it's strong mustard.
Yeah, it's just like if you really like Dijon mustard / honey mustard and you want to eat like a lot of it and taste
with
a little bit
of
meat. Yeah,
it's like the fish equivalent of like tendies and honey musty.
So what's your score?
Yeah, what's your score?
Oh, that's a depth charge if I can.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll depth charge that one.
Fish and depth
charge. I'm definitely like,
so I think
that's the most divisive one yet.
No, yeah.
I would have given
We're
it
all
one
over
fish
the place.
Otherwise. It was close, but no.
So the three of us
or something.
Down on the bottom of the visual screen here, John, Chris, and myself have all used one of our two depth charges. Griff, you still have both of yours, I think.
Yeah.
And we are moving on to orange / blue. Haley, this is a...
This looks like jerky.
This does.
It is actually supposed to be kind of like a jerky.
Okay.
Orange.
Oh.
It is our second spicy one.
Good.
And it is supposed to be like a jerky, so if it is...
Does it have bones?
Yep, they all do have bones. Every single one of these has bones.
Smells a little
it's
bit
okay
like
trail. Okay, they are safe to eat, John.
Should I be doing something
Can
about
I
that?
Go?
Yeah.
I loved that. Take I mean, that's like, if it's supposed to be like jerky, it was jerky without being as dry as some of the other ones. I don't know how they did that. It's got like a sweetness to the hot sauce, and it almost feels like a... Because you've had jerkies that have like that sweet to them. It almost tastes like a smoked salmon that's like brown sugared beforehand or something.
Yeah,
sweet, yeah.
And I think that one is the most different thing than I was expecting for this canned fish stuff. I didn't know that stuff came in canned fish. I really
it's,
like
it's
that.
It's a really, really popular thing to make with fried rice on tinned fish Reddit.
I totally get it.
This tastes like it would go with that.
This
what's the opposite of the depth charge?
Bluefish.
This has a surprising texture to it for coming out of a can. That was really something special. I don't know that I can give it full marks I'm not a spicy guy. It just is what it is. But I'm giving that a red fish. That was fucking great. This I really, really I enjoyed fight that.
Steve.
Oh my God.
This tell is him why he was my answer.
Tell him. Talk to him.
This is why what he's do you my got? Answer. I give it a 4 out of 5, Bluefish. Dude.
Only, right. only answer. That was delicious. That didn't even seem like fish.
Yeah, blue fish for the same reason, and then like the first second or two is fish, but then you're carried away and it's like just straight jerky.
Like it's got texture, it's got wild well, in a good way.
I don't feel like they also were like covering for the taste of a fish.
Mm-hmm.
They just was good.
Well,
are you in pink?
Yeah, pink's up next. This is some cat food looking stuff. Next couple are looking pretty rough.
This is a fancy feast.
Death charge.
Immediate.
This is, you gotta really go before Griff.
Death charge.
Cause hearing Griff.
That's so bad.
All right, death I'm charge. Committed. Yep. I'm gonna do the whole bite.
Holy fuck.
Good news though, guys. That's Mercury awful. Average is 50 times below the empty limit.
That tastes like.
Sorry, tell me I was
I mean,
die.
Compared to the other things we've been tasting, that tastes like drinking salt water when you're thirsty.
Yes. So,
yeah, it tastes like this was canned with just water.
When you chew God. That, do you get the, like, you chew, and then when you...
It stays with your teeth, but it's so dry. Oh, yeah. It's like chewing peanut butter, like dry peanut butter.
It's getting worse.
Yep. Depth charge on that.
I'm looking at looking at the slurry left in my cup.
I'm not taking on
don't do it.
That
don't do it.
No, I'm done with it. But there's just like a little bit of filament of fish.
I got the first big like, chunk, and then
what's
I was like,
I ate the whole thing, Steve.
Oh boy.
I ate the whole thing. Well, it's still my mouth.
I want to save my last depth charge. I'm giving that a one fish.
Okay.
Just in case. I mean, that fucking is terrible.
It's getting a little better where I'm losing taste.
John, what do you got?
You still got bluefish written on your thing.
Yeah, but what?
It was arguably worse than the mustard, but...
And you depth charge that one.
We'll one fish this.
See, that's the problem.
One fish.
You got to be careful about those depth charges.
Yeah, I want to save my depth charge.
Well, we have six fish left to go. This is the green dot, Haley.
That kind of just tastes like if you were just eat tuna.
Oh, this one I'm really excited about. This one smelled amazing. Somehow.
This is coming apart a whole bunch.
It is from Costa Rica, and it says indulge in the savory richness.
Indulge.
It's going to be a couple forkfuls
Which
for
one?
Me. Green.
Whoa.
Oh, it's nice and stiff.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even finish the last one.
Holy shit. Talk about whiplash.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. Indulge in the savory richness.
I'm ready to go here.
Bluefish?
That's a bluefish. Yeah. I mean, you could be divisive with spicy. You could be divisive with weird flavors. That flavor is just good. And like, I honestly, it was one of the kind of less dry of the set.
Mm-hmm.
It tasted like almost like a seasoned chicken.
Yeah. I just have to say, my feedback is bluefish immediately. And the only feedback that I'll add on top of Griff's is, if this isn't a bluefish, I don't know what it is.
Right.
I don't
right.
know what I mean, it is. This was just great.
Even if this isn't my favorite, and it's not, it feels like a bluefish to me because I can't fault it.
I'm also giving this a blue. This is the one in garlic. This is what that one is. It's a bluefish. It's a bluefish. It's probably the least dry bluefish I'm giving out, so I have to, you know.
Chris, what do you got over here?
I thought mine was kind of dry a little bit. I was on the cusp between fish and redfish. I am going to give it a redfish, but not by much. Like,
I think the garlic's carrying
that. There's some dryness to it.
Yeah.
So the flavoring is kind of what took it over the fish mark for me. It's like it's not quite the average fish. It's got a little more going to it than that. But it's not my favorite by any means.
Now, we have four left. Three of these look good. One of them looks like absolute shit. I feel like we gotta jump on that grenade because I don't want to end with that. And right. I think you all know what I'm talking about. Griff already picked it up.
Yeah,
so red pink.
Red pink, yeah.
This
red
one pink. Looks like the one we just had that we hated.
This would be considered a no flavor, by the way.
Yeah, bland as fuck.
Hey, this is considered, though, the best seafood nature has to offer. It's from Thailand.
Doesn't smell like anything. Or maybe I'm just my nose and... taste buds are just shot now.
Yeah. There's nothing to that. I'm giving that a one fish just because there's like, it's not great. It's and like, it's worse than just a fish flavor. It's like the absence of a fish flavor.
I wish I used my depth charge on the last really crappy one because I don't think this is quite as bad, but this is piss poor. That's a depth charge for me just to burn my last one up.
Do you not want to go back and use it on the other one?
Can I do that retroactively?
Yeah, no, that's what I thought they were doing.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to depth charge this one.
Okay.
They're both bad.
I'm going one fish and a depth charge. I think this is the antithesis of what we did this for. Mm-hmm. This is this is like chicken of the sea.
Yeah.
But actually I've had more flavorful chicken of the sea.
Yeah. This is what I thought everything was going to be, like this or worse. But
this is bad.
Actual cat.
This will be my second depth charge, I think.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
That means everyone has used their depth chargers.
Yep, okay. Right.
These and last I'm confident two don't in that. Great, the rest though. At least looks awesome.
Yeah, how many I do agree with that.
Oh, we have three left.
Even if they're weird, I can't imagine I'm going to be like...
Right.
I can't imagine there's nothing.
They would really have to screw it up.
What's Chris, next,
you got your rating, right?
Yep, okay. One fish, yeah.
Great. Let's do the other one in the middle here and then end... Yeah, we're going to do black.
Black. Okay. Oh, yeah. This one also smelled pretty good when I took it out.
Yeah.
John, Jesus. You're getting beer in your fish, right, man.
I'm not grabbing that'll enhance fucking it. Skin right. That just came off by itself.
Which one do I get it in? Try this one.
Which the one do one we eat?
You got to eat that one
okay,
now.
Okay, good. Anyway. Well, I just sipped the beer anyway.
Perfect.
So. There's a fish that didn't make it into this competition because we had extra that I would have guessed it was that.
Is this horrible? This looks like it's going
to
be bad.
This has, it has almost like a white wine flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I think that's the oil.
I mean, it probably is, but that's not terribly far away, right? But hey, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think this was okay.
Yeah.
Griff, you look like you've written something down. Do you want to go?
I'm going one fish.
Wow.
I've given stuff worse, but honestly, that oil flavor for me is taking me out of it. It's like... It's not like an olive oil. It's like something almost botanical in a way that I don't like. And that's just personal preference, but like, it's kind of turning me. And I don't like it.
It is in olive oil. I can confirm
then
that.
It's very, maybe like a very, you know, it's just too much.
Yeah. I'm going two fish, just slightly higher. I don't think it's quite that bad, but for many of the same reasons, I don't think this is great. I think it's a little redeemable in that there's... You know, it's not just dry cat food fish like we just had.
Yeah.
So it gives me a little something to go on, which I think is the definition of two fish. It's not particularly pleasant, but there's something there I can like attach myself to.
See, I feel good about my scale because I saved my depth charges for the cat food.
Yeah. For me, I think this one is just fish. I mean, it's bog standard. I mean, yeah, the oil and the texture and the flavor is nothing to write home about. But it's like very middle of the road for me. It's like this is a very average fish flavor.
Mm. I agree. I second all that. It was flavored better than all the dry cat food ones.
Well, now we should add those first as a benchmark.
But
do you want to do white?
It wasn't good.
What do we want to save for last?
By the way, the info on that one is the rain and the sun challenged each other eternally. Anyways.
What are they talking about? What could they be talking about? The next one, Haley, is white.
Okay,
white
button. This one is broiled.
Receiving the best looking one for last, I guess. Like the one that looks all...
Yeah, the one that looks like it has buffalo sauce on it.
And it is delicious straight from the tin per the company that cans it.
Is this another like...
Do people... I guess...
It tastes like it.
It's really nice. I actually think that's more moist than the other one, which is surprising.
I don't know. Yeah.
I thought the sauce was really good. I think the texture was good, not great. And for that combination of tasty sauce plus a favorable texture, that's a red fish in my book. I think this is a really, really good offering here. It's broiled. That's interesting. I think this is good. Four fish.
I couldn't have told you the difference between something broiled and not.
I know, but I like hearing it.
I'm going to give it a three fish.
I'm also giving this a red fish, too. And because I think it's salmon as well, too, because I get that salmony taste from it. It's flavorful. I think the flavor's the best part of it. And that's just good.
Yeah. I got red fish here. I think this one and the other one that was soy share a bit of a dichotomy where I love the flavor of both. I think this one is a little more muted in the soy, but it allows the fish to live in the flavor. And the other one was maybe a little bit stronger in the soy. I don't have any problems with the fish. When we get down to brass tacks, all of these are like tiny shit fish. So I don't think anyone's going to be wowed by them, but the sauce was great. So I'll give it a red fish.
And John, what you got?
I'm just giving it another. Everything is fish to me now. Everything is. I was going to give it a two fish, but
Yes, bump this is up. A fish.
I think I'm just starting to, it's all becoming the same.
Well, this one, and it's the last one, 20 out of 20. This one looks like a chunk of buffalo chicken here. And it is a big chunk. Haley was generous here. We're going to give this a shot. Last fish of the day.
Like, taste-wise, I feel like I'm doing okay. Stomach-wise, weird movement. Like, some rumblings.
I can probably hit this one first. This is the first one to me where I felt like the fish carried more than the sauce. The sauce was a little bit tomato soupy, which I was fine, but I didn't love. But I think the fish was kind of delicate and fell apart really well and was really moist. And I'm actually like, if it was just on the sauce, this would probably be a fish. But I think the fish itself was pretty decent here.
Amen, brother. I think this was an excellent outing. I think the sauce was tasty, if not great. The fish was fantastic. Hey, give me a little like black pepper in that sauce.
Yeah, I think it needed something.
Give me a little snap, and then I think we are in bluefish territory. But that being said, this was a great outing. Redfish. I mean, hey, and it looked kind of red too, so there we are.
The tomato soup flavoring, it was a little watery to me, but like it was fine. It's perfectly fine. The fish was good compared to the others as well, so a redfish for me also.
I'm going with bluefish. It was really good. It was probably the best one I've had.
Recency bias, yeah, but sure.
Maybe. Yeah, they're just going to get better from here on out the more I eat them. No, that one is actually like not dry. Tasted good.
All right. Yeah. Well, that was all of the fish tasting that we're doing today. I don't know if, Haley, you need a moment to look at results, but we can just go around the table real quick and give final thoughts here before we move on. Griff, if you want to start, what did you think about the competition so far? How are you feeling?
You know, I'm not entirely sure which ones are mine. You know, one thing that's kind of interesting is that it's pretty clear that our tastes are all fairly different.
Yeah.
There's certainly some where we all kind of go straight in a line, and those are the more obvious ones. But then there's some stuff like, you know, I can tell some of you guys aren't fans of like shellfish, where I really am. And so like those kind of flip-flop, or like you're a big fan of mustard and the rest of us are like, that was way too much. So I'm actually really curious to see where this pans out, because, you know, I know I myself didn't cater the fish I got to you guys. I kind of catered it to what I was interested in trying.
Oh, sure.
And so that's different than your palates. Otherwise, I might have just got, you know, a bunch of fish. Like, because I know I put like the mussels were mine for sure. As far as how I feel I'm doing, I don't really know. I think some of my stuff, I knew what it was and was kind of a mixed bag. So I didn't get any depth charges, which shocked me on the abalone, but
doesn't shock.
It shocked me that didn't get any depth charges.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, go
do
right
you want anything? Or do you guys want to do final thoughts?
Let's do final thoughts. We'll do the final results and then a little bit of wrap up and get out of here. So as for how I'm feeling, this was so much fun. I really enjoyed this year's Poseidon's Bounty. There were a couple whack fishes, but I'm glad I tried them. Like there wasn't anything here today that I didn't appreciate experiencing. Now, some of these things were god awful, but all right, whatever. We're doing a fish in a tin competition. We got to see what the different offerings are, and those are going to be drastically different in
honestly
quality.
No worse than an Arby's fish sandwich.
Fair enough. So I think this was a very fun exercise, and I thought I would be able to pick out mine more knowing what I submitted, and I don't think that I can. So I have no idea how this is going to shake out. Moving on to Chris, how are you feeling coming out of this?
Yeah, so the lows in this are about where I thought they would be, and that there is some shitty fish of this bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But the highs were a lot higher than I thought.
Good.
Like, my conception of tin fish, I think, was a lot lower than what some are capable of here. So if there's anything I'm taking away from it, is that a tin of fish is not just like one kind of expectation. Mm-hmm. There's some tin fish that are frankly pretty delicious.
I agree with you so much. I think what this has taught me today is that the ceiling is a lot higher than I thought it was. I thought the ceiling was lower.
Now, when I came in here, I very purposely blank slated in terms of all the stuff here. So, you know, I have no idea kind of what the breakdown is from whose stuff is whose. I wasn't thinking about that. So I was just trying to give everything a pretty honest rating. And you know, I think the spread of stuff that I like in here is a lot higher than I thought it'd be.
Yeah, it's hard not to know it's yours when it's the only thing with suction cups on it.
Yeah.
There are some tells.
Yeah, there's some tells.
I agree. I thought I was probably gonna, like, maybe even throw up during this, but it wasn't that bad. Some of them were really gross, but for the most part, there was a lot more that I liked than I ever thought, which is weird.
Well,
I don't know if I'm going to go out and buy any of it, though.
Yeah. Tin fish are not a monolith. And what I would say is that, you know, some of the stuff, while fantastic today, most people that actually enjoy tin fish do it with other
friends,
other food to accompany it. And like we were saying with the toast and some other things, like, there's even more ways to elevate it to actually make it, you know, a pretty solid meal.
Oh, yeah. Some of those I bet you could make into, like, with the rice.
Yeah,
and the fried rice. Oh, I bet that, fried rice in that. Absolutely.
Hey, there was one, again, the white wine herring that didn't get entered here that was on the website, apparently great with boiled potatoes. So that's what we got. How about we go to the results? Haley, do you think you're ready with those?
Let's take it to the judges.
I think I am ready with this. I have quite a bit of different pieces of information here.
Let's save the winner for last if you got interesting stuff leading up to that.
Yeah, I have other stuff as well. So first of all, just want to say the...
A little bit. I'm just reading chat.
Oh
yeah, the question.
This is actually not that bad.
From by Crusty Shrimp Tart was, John, are you questioning the friendship yet? And he said a little bit.
No, this was not the worst thing, honestly. I mean, this is easily the worst thing that they've had me do. Easily, by far. But it wasn't the worst thing I thought it was going to be.
So
you should know as well, you're not getting a day rate from this at all, too. So you're not getting, you're not getting paid for your time filming here.
So of the score of 20, right? Mm-hmm. That's the total available score. There were two tins that did get 19 of 20.
Ooh.
Two of them. And both of them were purchased by Griffin.
Well
one
done.
Was Griffin's team and the other was John's team.
Nice.
Hey, man.
Nice. Hey.
Yeah. So you guys had one that was the orange and light blue, which is the jerky-like fish.
Oh.
Yep. That mm-hmm. is finger-licking good. That is from China. That is actually fried dace. It is one of the most popular side dish items in China.
Wow. I believe it.
The other one that you guys had is from Costa Rica, and it is a garlic oil yellowfin tuna. And that brand is so bougie that you can go ahead and track the exact fish and boat.
And
the exact location your fish was caught for that brand. And those were both 19 of 20. We had three 18 of 20s. And those three 18 of 20s, two were purchased by Steve and on Steve's team. Dang, and nice. One was purchased by Griffin and on Griffin's team.
Nice.
And those were from Poland, Latvia, and the Philippines. They were mackerel sprats and mackerel.
Hell yeah.
Yep. So mackerel rated pretty high. There was only one other mackerel that was on the list, and it was one of the bottom ones, though.
Uh-oh.
And that was Chris's mackerel. So the very lowest score that we got was actually a negative 2. We also got a 0 and a 1. All three of those are purchased by Chris and on Chris's team.
You're welcome.
It was a jumbo squid that was certainly not charred as much as you guys thought it was. That's from Spain. And
what was the flavor?
Nothing.
Just nothing?
Just jumbo squid.
It's just with latent squid cartilage.
Squid and oil, jumbo squid and oil. And then it had the Pacific pink salmon and the yellowfin tuna, both from Safe Catch brand. Those were pretty rough.
Yeah, I give those to my cats.
And those were most of the depth chargers. There was one other depth charger, and that was on a fish that ended up scoring a total of 11 points. It also had a bluefish on it. It was Steve's fish. It was herring with a mustard cream sauce.
Ah, that's when I tanked.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. That one was not good.
So overall, if we just look at the average, or if we look at like each team's score, Chris came in with a 23.
Hey, out of 20? That's above
average,
I think. No, no.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Out of 100.
Holy shit.
You are the bottom, dude.
Hey, I know how to pick them.
I'm glad that someone delivered the disgustingness that I thought this challenge was going to be.
And you got a total of a 0, a 1, an 8, and a negative 2 on your team. The only one that scored above 10. was the one that Griffin purchased that you picked at a 16.
That was a 16. Yeah, you
slept. I picked it though, so really a lot of credit has to go to me.
You scored most of your points.
Holy shit! I scored 16 of your 23 points.
Oh my yes, God. Griffin does account for 70% or 69%, 69.5% of your score.
All right, so when do I pick Poseidon's bounty next? Then I think it just goes to me.
I think if punishment enough would be to finish that squid. Anyways, we actually have a tie here. John got a 67 out of 100. Right. You got scores of
passing
14 on your herring, 10 on your sprats, 19 on the yellowfin tuna, 15 on the sardines that you had, which were those spicy sardines that everyone really kind of liked besides Steve, and then the 9 on the trout. So the
was
trout
the
actually
trout?
Did pretty bad. Yeah.
Thought that'd be better.
No,
that'd be
did
a lot
really
better.
Bore.
Be better too.
Yeah.
And then Griffin also got a 67.
Hey, 67s, boys.
So we got an 18 on the mackerel that you had, a 9 on that octopus, a 14 on the mussels, a 7 on the abalone, and a 19 on that fried dace.
Yeah, abalone killed me.
Abalone did kill you, yeah.
Going for the mollusks, yeah.
It was a risky play.
If I took my fish from other teams.
If you would have gotten that yellowfin tuna from John, you would have blown this out of the
water. Yeah, you really needed
that
in garlic. I knew the garlic was going
to... That's all right. I wanted to do variety.
It's going to be good.
And now, Steve, yours is a little harder to do because you have all the same fish for most of these. So herring as a whole of your 3 herrings scored 41.
Boy in the herring, let's go. Yeah, boy in the herring.
And then you got 18 on your mackerel and 18 on your sprats. You got a 77 overall.
Nice.
Wow.
Now, if I look at the overall, right, if we just look at the overall points.
Cum laude, I said.
Come loud.
So, of the ones Come purchased... So this is just like some of the ones purchased. Chris got a total of 7 of his purchased tins. So not his team, but his purchased tins.
Hey, I'll take it. Pretty
Griffin
good.
Got 140 points in total of all of the ones across the different teams. And Steve got 87 points across all of the
what
different teams.
What was my average?
Like all of my good ones.
You have an average of 14. Okay. Steve had an average of also 14. Ooh. So y'all were pretty similar in the overall purchased. It's just what actually made it on the different teams. John took some really good ones from you, Griff.
I got a good eye.
I left good ones.
I
picked abalone and octopus because I wanted to try that.
I thought the octopus would be better, honestly. That was my biggest disappointment because it smelled good.
Yeah, it smelled pretty decent.
We all have some good ones on the table. We all did.
All of us.
Hold on a second.
Well, we got to go and taste that the wine one. We got saved down there.
Yeah.
We got to crack into that after this. Yeah.
And then,
it won't be that bad. As we've seen, herring just scores a bog standard.
I bet all on herring.
Yeah.
If I were to look at the average of the different countries, since we did have those as well, just like as an interesting note here, obviously the worst country here would be Thailand, and that's only because Chris had 2 of them from there. The next worst was Spain, actually. That's a surprise. And then the top one was Costa Rica, and the second top country there is Latvia, and that is because they only had 1 tin, and each one of those tins did a 19
and
an 18.
What happened to the Philippines?
Philippines got a 16 and a half because there was more than one camp of the Philippines on there.
Okay. So, by the metrics, who is the winner of the challenge who will be deciding the next year's Poseidon's bounty?
Steve.
Hey, Chris. Yo. I have an idea for what I want to do next year, but I don't want to lock it in because it's really bad.
The top 25% of the Poseidon's bounty testers continue to hoard the wealth of responsibility about the Poseidon's bounty.
Anyways, I've got a big spreadsheet if anybody wants this. I can share it with whoever.
Yeah, I think the listening audience would love this. Let's hold on to it and maybe we can share it in the...
Can you see what my dream team score would have been?
Ooh.
Yeah.
If I took my... Does Steve have a better score if he took all of his top ones? I know he only had,
yeah, we'll do custom sort by both.
Did any of your selections
tell me
come
if my
out
score
of your
improves
pantry,
when
Griff?
You do that?
Do you like, this is a classic. Because you all tried all new stuff. Do you ever keep canned fish?
Yeah, I have some in the pantry. But
yeah, do you guys want to see what your personal dream score is?
I want to see what, like, so I had a bunch of the cans, right? Mm-hmm. I want to see what, like, if I had perfectly optimized my team, what would my score be?
Yeah, okay. Steve, if you had perfectly optimized your team, we'll start with you.
My original was 77, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only way you've got... You would have gotten higher. Actually, no. You picked all the highest ones, I think.
Well, I think I only have one other. You have can, only one other on that was in John's there. Yeah. Team.
And it was a 10 versus the other one that you had was an 11 that I wasn't sure if it beat
so
out.
So you were okay. Optimized.
Okay. So I was optimized. Okay.
Yeah. Griffin, on the other hand, if Griffin had optimized for his top five, you would have had 87 points.
Ooh, damn.
You played the meta.
Needed that yellow fin and garlic.
He knows the meta well.
I knew it was bland enough.
But Chris and John both have two of those on their team. Mm-hmm. Actually, John has...
Chris has one. John
has two, and Chris has one.
I don't need it. I could have done well without it.
You would have had a 19, 19, 18, 16, and 15 on your team.
Holy cannoli.
Ooh.
You also have two 14s, a two 9s, and a 7.
Yeah. Octopus and abalone, baby.
Where did the blue... All of, like, our... The best ones, the best rated ones.
Do you want to know
those?
Your best, your
favorite? Yeah,
favorites?
What was, yeah, well, my favorite, no, well, yeah, yeah, go for it.
Okay, yeah,
I think
your
I know, it's the hot
favorite.
Stiff one, the hot jerky one, and the.
I don't like you calling it hot and stiff.
It's
anyways,
hot stiff.
But don't worry, that is one of your blue fishes. Your blue fishes include the fried dace, the garlic tuna, both of the different teriyaki mackerels, I believe. No, you have one teriyaki mackerel. The other one is the jalapeno mackerel.
I paid entirely attention to sauces and not what the fish was really.
Yeah. You teriyaki did carried well in this.
Yeah, that was really nice. What was the average score just in general? Like, did we actually hit like a 3 or did we trend?
The average score overall?
Yeah, just like, did we like canned fish? I guess is the question.
Yeah.
I guess not a 3. Did we hit a 10?
Yeah. So like, average of the tins?
Yes.
Well, overall so average. We got some stuff that went down, but it was 11.7.
Okay. So I think generally we liked
what we had. Mm-hmm.
Now, and if you take the depth charges out of that, then that goes up to like a 12.
There are some big outliers, to be sure, but overall, on the
whole. My biggest regret was not depth charging the weird rubbery one from the beginning. That was by far the worst.
John, you overall gave out 59 points.
Okay, that feels high.
Chris, you overall gave out 58 points. Huh? Mm-hmm. Steve, you overall gave out 57 points. Steve hates fish most.
Wow.
And Griffin gave 60 points.
Wow.
That's insane, how pretty close we are. Yeah. Wow. That's wild.
Because we're also like all over the place on some of them too. So.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'll say.
And that's I like fish a little bit more.
When you're planning next year's Poseidon Bounty, think about the contributions I had and how shitty they were. And maybe think about not inviting me next time. You would have a much better event. This would have been a much better event if I was not here and had not brought the things I brought.
Oh, people love the disgusting
We knew what was on the table for the winner. I floated an idea past Griffin Haley that I think could kill Poseidon's Bounty.
Yeah, I do think if you guys were to take out the two that had zero flavorings at all on them, not even an oil, it would have been a 13.1 average.
Okay,
so still pretty high.
Really brought
those
it down.
Those did.
Yeah, those ones are bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about next time. You could have a much better experience.
Yeah.
What was this one? The white, orangey.
What color? White.
What color's on the bottom of the?
White. I think it was white.
Are you sure? Does it have a sticker on it?
White's a sticker.
Yeah,
white's
okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know because
maybe
he didn't have a sticker on it.
Because whatever that was, I'd eat
on
that.
On the bottom, John.
It is white. It is white. I'm looking at it as white.
On the bottom of the cup.
Yeah, on the bottom is brown. Thank you.
But this was white.
He put him in the wrong spot.
Got it.
All right. That was the only copy I have on that is best quality. It is a brand that no longer sells tinned fish.
This is a travesty.
Crocus. Which is from Denmark. It is a USA brand. It is sauced in a pepper sauce or a paprika sauce if you want to do the other translation. I can't find this anymore. So here's the thing.
Cool.
Limited Prime edition. Choice Food, which is the parent company, is considered a financial services company outside of New Jersey and has no information online anymore, but the Crocus brand only sells ham under a new parent company Smithfield.
Ooh, let's try their ham.
Yeah.
That's next year.
That was like probably the best. Wait, so how did we acquire this if they don't no longer make it?
Is that like a grocery store?
That would have been at Pachaka Deli in the south side suburbs of Chicago. You're welcome, everybody. All right, well, I think it's probably about time to start wrapping up the competition before we head into the after party and the Drunken Disorderly chat. Yep. Haley, I don't know if we got any last jabs. I know you were really busy over there.
Oh, yeah. At some point, someone did give me a last jab.
This is a last jab, but Eric says, can we claim bias since it's Steve's show?
I think we can.
What are you talking about?
I think we can claim bias. Yeah.
It was four people voting, and nobody had a
egregiously skewed result.
No, everything
which
was...
Which makes me feel like...
We ran the numbers, guys.
Yeah, we ran the numbers.
Yeah. I would agree that there was bias and that this competition was stolen, but overall, I want to rate the show Greenfish and Hams as kind of the overall... Greenfish and eggs. I felt it was middle of the road with some high points.
Corey's last jab is for Chris. Brown-looking fish chunk was Chris's nickname in college, I believe. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I don't look brown at all.
Wow, we went to the same college.
He used to GTL a lot more back then.
All right, well, before we get out of here, I do want to go around the horn really quick and just throw out some thank yous to my fellow people I did this with. I love doing stupid bits. This is definitely one of them, and I always have a blast doing Poseidon's Bounty, so very glad to be here. Griff, thank you for coming up with this idea and being passionate about it for about a year. Like, keeping talking about it and driving us all down to Jungle Gyms to make this happen so we could get cool, weird fish from all over the world.
No problem, buddy. I love doing this.
I want to specifically shout out Chris because he doesn't like doing this, but does it anyway because he's a good friend and a good team player. So thank you for coming by.
Hey, happy to not be invited next year if that's what you decide.
If that's what you decide.
I don't know what we're doing next year, but I'm locking in that you have to be here. John, I would love if you come back next year. It was a blast having you on. Thank you for showing up, even though you didn't know what this was like a week ago.
I'm glad Griff first asked me when I was like extremely hammered because I said yes, and I might have not. Well, but it was worth it.
That's how
it was worth it.
Got him.
Drug obligation.
I hope you had a really good time. And the last person that I want to give a huge, maybe the biggest shout out to is Haley. She put in, you guys don't realize this, she put in hours and hours of work to make this happen. The spreadsheets, the labeling the fish, texting me about stuff, how this was actually going to work. This is probably our most complex one we've done to date, and we definitely couldn't have done it without her. So thank you very much, Haley, for making this happen.
No problem.
Thanks, honey. You did great.
Thanks.
All right, so there's something special I want to say at the end here. I've written it in bold. We're going to count down 3, 2, 1. You all see it?
Hold on. I need to see it.
Do we have a banner?
John, look at John, look at the iPad.
Read the words right here. I got it.
All right, so you made it out of the zone of truth. You succeeded your fortitude save. 3, 2, 1.
Fishing accomplished.
Oh, Jesus.